So Trump went on to finish his speech, and it was pretty remarkable, guys, in that it was unremarkable. He didn't seem to deviate from the script at all. There were no mean-spirited asides to talk about, what, 3 days before the election.
Yeah. So, Joe, we saw what happened tonight. What was the mood among Trump supporters in Reno today?
Well, I was expecting some hostility. You know, we've all heard the stories, but to be honest, I mean, there was a little bit of, you know, when some of the speakers would direct their ire at the media, people would turn around and boo, but it really seemed more like a sporting match or a pro wrestling match more than anything personal. I did have a chance to talk with some folks in the crowd before the speech, and one-on-one, people were very comfortable. They were polite, if a bit defensive.
He's down to earth like the labor that's digging the ditch. He's telling what people are thinking. And these other politicians, you know, they'll say one thing and do another or do nothing at all.
Is it possible if Trump gets into office and can't accomplish a lot of these things because there's so much resistance?
Or something?
I mean, no one can seem to accomplish anything up there. Then what happens?
Well, I think he'll do what he can.
The corruption. We expect our people that we send to higher office to be honest. When you hide and lie, you can't remember what you're talking about.
Does anything your candidate has said resemble a lie, or has he sort of said anything that didn't quite iron out?
Well, you know what? He who is without sin, let him cast the first stone.
You know, we live in a bubble in the Bay Area, so it's very unusual to see a crowd of Trump supporters, especially all together like today. And I have to tell you that most of the people I talked to said they believe Donald Trump is speaking directly to their concerns. Guys, whether they believe that he could actually follow through with what he's saying on the stand, or whether, for that matter, he actually believes what he's saying, they just like the fact that a presidential nominee is hearing their voices.
Absolutely. All right. Joe Vasquez live in Reno. Joe, thanks so much. Well,